Brendan, back-to-back games, your club's able to erase third-period deficits. What's the confidence level like inside the room now? You know, you guys were really good at doing it last year. Last half of the games, you had a lot of success to be able to do it now at this time of the year and kind of the stretch drive leading into the postseason.
I think it's just getting to our game and playing the way we want to play. I think our leadership group does a good job in between periods of getting us ready to get us out there what we need to do. And I think during that third period, we all bought in and played the way we wanted to play.
Brendan, you switched lines in that third period. Coach kind of mixed or switched, I guess, you and Jack. How did you think that trio worked? I know Paul said after the game that he liked what the three you guys did together.
Yeah, I think we got some pucks in deep and we had a couple chances. But, I mean, you know, when you play with two great players as Brian and Patty, you know, things come easy. And I think, you know, just try to go out there and do my job and help them any way I can.
Of course, are a notorious shot blocker. That one later in the game on the penalty kill, how close did that come to maybe getting you flush in the head?
Got me a little high, but I mean that's the price you got to pay, and especially in the depths of the game and when we need a kill, you know, all the guys in the ice are looking to block shots and make things easier for our goaltender when he's making big saves for us all night. So any opportunity you can to put your body in front of a puck, it's part of the job, especially on a penalty kill.
You lost your stick already there too, so I guess it added to kind of the chaos of that whole moment.
Yeah, I mean, Adam did a good job in communicating to me and where he wanted me to be with no stick, and I was fortunate enough to get in a lane and get a block there.
How happy are you with the penalty kill unit these last month or so, Brendan?
I think we've made some strides, and we've got to continue to play aggressive and block shots and get the job done for the team.
What is it about the heavier teams like the Bostons and the Columbuses that you guys seem to raise your level of play a little bit more?
I think it's almost in the sense of a playoff game. You know, it's good teams everywhere in the league, and you know, especially we played Boston and now Columbus the last game. You know, they're heavy teams. They skate well and they play the game right, and I think our leadership group did a good job of getting us in the right mindset to go out there.
What's the sense of pride you take when you hear your coach points to you and uses you as a guy to move onto a line to kind of spark things and bring energy?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, there's some confidence there and some trust, and I think that's just echoes in the way the team plays. You know, any guy could go out there and be put up to any line, and I think that's the depth we have in our team. You know, for a moment there, but it's, you have so much adrenaline, you know, you want to go get back out there and finish off the kill and be a part of the rest of the game. So, you know, it's nice to get a block and hear your teammates cheering for you, and your adrenaline gets up and you want to get back out there.
When on the night do those things hurt? When do you start to feel it actually?
When you're off the ice a little bit and settling down from the game. But I mean, at that moment, your adrenaline's so high that, you know, a puck to wherever it hits you, you know, hopefully you can get back out there.
Were you surprised, Brendan, that the official blew the play down? I know that it's been a subject of some controversy, I guess, in the past as to when a play should be blown down when a player gets hit.
I mean, I think it's more of just like a quick habit thing. You know, the ref sees a player go down with a hard block shot. It's a habit. He blows the whistle. I'm sure other teams would appreciate that same gesture if it were to happen to them.